The Planning Appeals Commission, who administered the public inquiry, issued their final advisory report to the Department on the 31st of October 2023. I have been fully briefed on the current progress and upon the advisory recommendations of the PAC. Work remains ongoing in considering those recommendations, and I hope to be able to make an announcement on the project in the coming months. When I make my announcement, I will also publish the PAC report at the same time. When I make my announcement on the Executive Flagship Project, I will do so in accordance with the relevant statutory procedures and on the basis of all of the evidence, representations and advice which I have received from my officials, from statutory agencies north and south, from members of the public and from other bodies which have participated in the process to date. Subject to the completion of all necessary statutory process and environmental assessments, as I've outlined above, the construction of the project could begin late in this year. I should also point out, however, that major projects such as the A5 are inherently complex and can be vulnerable to legal challenge. I would appeal to those people who have been behind the previous legal challenges to think carefully about their actions, and to think also about the greater good of our society as a whole, and of our communities and future generations in getting a safe road in place that serves the needs of all road users. I can assure members of my commitment and that of my department to progress this project in accordance with the statutory procedures as far as possible to reach a decision within the shortest time frame reasonably possible.